Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Boy, it's been fun, man. Blew through 2 hours.
2 hours,
still got
yeah.
one to go, and
super
we have
fast.
Covered a lot during this show. That's when you know you're doing some good radio, and you guys are chiming in with some good things to say as well, and we appreciate that. And I love this one because of the fact that it's going well. If you would have crapped the bed, Moochie, we wouldn't give you this tweet or this text. But someone texted and said, my earliest sports memory is of Moochie giving me a high five on his way to the tunnel after putting up 26 on Utah or someone like that. You have no idea.
Indiana, baby.
It was Indiana?
Indiana.
You were my favorite Rocket from that point forward. Had your jersey and everything. Thanks for the memories, Chef King. Bro, Chef King.
Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that.
You wore 12,
mm-hmm.
and then you 25 when you came back.
Now,
I found you a couple of those jerseys and brought them to you because mm-hmm. they were just sitting around the office. You wore those god-awful pajama uniforms.
I was just going to say that. Like, what did you think of those jerseys, Mooch? Did you like
it? Tell them about how they ripped your nipples open because of all that stitching on that big-ass logo yeah, on the front of it.
It was the roughest uniform. You had to wear something up under
you
those
You guys
uniforms.
Were wearing the wife
yeah,
the undershirt
something.
Tank tops all the time.
I would cut sleeves off something. I wasn't wearing that jersey by
Steve,
itself.
When Steve was on the phone, he started that, too. You had to wear an undershirt tank top, otherwise you were going to rip your nipples off.
At that time, yeah. it was made by Champion, right?
No. Puma 1 year. We didn't get the luck of the draw. Some people got Nike.
I think
some people got Puma.
I think that's what it was.
Some people got Champion. It was
Puma. I think we had Puma. It was Puma.
Yeah. One of the things I did want to ask Mooch about was the game where the bird came flying
in.
A bat.
It was a bat.
A bird I would have been cool with.
Your face was priceless, dude. It was hilarious.
You went after. Did you catch it?
No, we didn't catch it.
I went to take the ball out. It came down. Then it finally flew away. Then we went back and I got the ball in my hand. It came down two more times after that. It was delay in the game.
Was that a bat?
Yeah,
compact center or Toyota
The bat
center?
Loved the fro.
Compact.
It was at compact center.
That was a compact center.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That was an actual bat.
Yeah. It really was. And then we were playing the Spurs that night.
Yep.
Because Ginobili was on the floor. And then if you recall, a couple years later, Spurs had a bat in their building, and Ginobili got it with a towel.
Plucked it out, hit it with a towel,
and knocked it out of the air.
I remember that.
Yep, no doubt about it. Lawrence wants to get in here, ask Moochie a question. Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. I loved when you came to the Rockets, man. You gave that spark, you know.
Appreciate it. He's talking to you.
What did you know? You could play with the guys in the NBA, and I hang up on this.
My summer league used to have NBA players in it, so I felt like I could do it, you know, a long time ago when I was coming out of college. It's still different. You know, once you get here and everybody can actually play, it's different. It's not like college where some guys are good and some guys are, you know, average and things like that. At the pros, everyone can play, even the guys that don't get in. So once I got here and did my first camp, it was in Portsmouth, Virginia, my first camp, playing with all the other guys that were selected
to
be
drafted.
Now, was
that part of the Portsmouth? Because that was the pre-draft for the guys
that
weren't
from
the big schools, the Portsmouth Invitational.
Yep. So, yeah, once I got down there and played with those guys, I knew the sky was the limit after that.
That's awesome. All right, so we'll get to more calls and texts if you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776, and we'll get to those as they keep coming in. But one thing I wanted to get to is we continue to touch on topics that are pertinent, and that's the rest of the playoffs. LeBron does it last night, gets the Cavs a victory after they gave away game one or got beat badly in game one by Indiana. I shouldn't say they gave it away. But LeBron has to go for 46. Are the Cavs putting too much on the King's shoulders? Because if he's got to do that every single night for them to win a game and or a series, I'm not sure they get out of this round unless they get some help from some others. Now Kevin Love's got a partially torn thumb ligament, but they said he'll be all right. He's going to play with it. But overall, that's a bad, bad looking team right now.
Yeah, it is. But it's LeBron James. It's the king. It's what I've always said has to happen for him to be successful. He's been to the championship, you know, 8-9 times. So the reason he's not winning is because he's not going after these 40-plus games. I think he gets comfortable with those 30 points, those triple-doubles and things like that. In order for him to win, excuse me, he has to have these 40-plus games to carry his team.
But he can't do it every night. It's like Harden in game one. You can't expect that every night LeBron's going to go off for 46. You know, he started the game on fire because he knew they had to set the tone early. But it's something that I've said that I even brought up with Mario yesterday, and that is in the past he's had guys that he's been to battle with before. So he knows when it's time to flip the switch, he's going to get the help of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson and all these different guys. Now you're looking at guys like Jordan Clarkson, like Larry Nance Jr., like Rodney Hood. You know, guys that are going to have a hell of a career and they're going to be good along the way. This is really their real first time getting deep into a playoff situation, and it's a different animal.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, he has to carry him. He has to carry him. He has to go. Like Tyronn Lue said, he has to stop settling and continue to attack the basket and make those guys defend. And I think he's going to be a problem the closer he gets to basket, the more he starts driving and not settling for those jump shots. He's going to create a problem because when he gets around the basket, he finishes better than anyone in the league.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You talk about size and strength, and we're talking about Westbrook, but talk about a guy that's built like an NFL tight end that can fly. I mean, he's 15 years in, and he had easily one of the best seasons of his career, and his stats and numbers all went up. That's unheard of. That shows you what kind of talent we're talking about. But again, can one guy do it all and get you to the promised land where they all want and expect to be? And that's a different supporting cast than he's had in the past, and that's what I think is a problem.
But, I mean, I think he has to do it. Is it any different?
Has to do it, but will he do it?
That's the question. That's always been the question. Like, that's why sometimes I call them LeBron games.
Yep. And then as part of the deal, if you missed it, and rest in peace to Greg Popovich's wife, Erin, who passed away after a battle with a lengthy illness. And as news spread, it was very, very sad. After the game, Ali LaForce, working the sidelines for TNT, asked LeBron James about it. And Nick, based on the audio we have the actual response that he gave to Allie, which was very emotional. And then we'll touch on it. She got a whole lot of backlash saying she shouldn't have asked that question and that she didn't check with him. He didn't see it coming because he was so emotional. And he even responded to that. He's not on social media during the playoffs, but he went on to make sure he clarified that as well. So here's first the interview and then his response.
LeBron, during this game, we got the really devastating news. The Spurs announced that Erin, Coach Popovich's wife, officially passed away. I know you're close with Pop.
Fans, we hope you enjoyed your evening here with us tonight. It's a on Friday for the watch party. It starts at 7 p.m. Stop by the ticket office.
I mean, I'm a huge Pop fan. I love Pop. That's such a tragedy, and you know, my best wishes goes out to Pop and his family. I know that's devastating news, and it's just a lot. I mean, the NBA family, we all stick together. I know we compete every night, but something like this happens, it puts everything in perspective.
So there was the response, and you could feel the raw emotion of it, and you know that there's a connection there. And then there was a huge backlash from everyone and anyone that wanted to chime in about Ali LaForce taking shots at her, TNT, highly critical. And as you know, dealing with me and then dealing with the national media over the years, we were always good about the fact that, especially because we worked on the same team, we got the check from the same person. We made sure we were going to let you know what we were going to ask, and if you had a problem with it, we weren't going to do it. The national media doesn't have to do that, and so they're going to get scrutinized anyway. But she was getting ripped on social media. And so he, like I said, has put all of his social media away during the playoffs to concentrate on basketball. But he actually had someone film him in the back of his car and had this response in terms of Ali LaForce.
That a question was asked to me post-game, and a lot of people feel like I was blindsided. That is absolutely false. Ali LaForce told me that she was going to ask me the question and if it was okay. And once I started talking about it, once we were on air, actually my emotions just kind of took over.
And that was just my emotions coming straight from my heart about the late Aaron, you know, Popovich. It's unfortunate, you know. And also, guys, you know, please get off Allie LaFleur's back because she followed the proper protocol and she warned me. So get off her back, man. She's very professional.
And that's what I was going to say. That's where I'm going to give you a different perspective than you've heard all day, because she didn't have to do that. She should be commended for the fact that she could have blindsided him and gotten exactly what TV producers, directors, and bigwigs want. They want to have a meltdown on the air. That's why the Real Housewives make all the money they make, because they want the fights and the crying and the emotions. And instead, in a class move, she told him it was coming and asked if it was all right. And then he said, when he actually started thinking about it, when he gave the response, that's when the emotions hit. That's where she should be commended, not criticized, because that's you've been there before and done that. There's times you're put into a position you don't want to be in, and you don't know what's coming, and then all of a sudden the bright lights are there, and you got to answer a question that you don't want to answer.
Yeah, I think she did a great thing. I think that was great of her to, you know, let LeBron know what she was going to ask him, because it is such a sensitive situation. And, you know, this is Pop we talking about. He's an NBA greatest, you know. Yeah. And you just want to respect, you know, try to respect everyone's family at all times when you have a situation like that. So I'm glad that he did come out and speak on her behalf, you know, set the record straight that she didn't, you know, blindside him. And like he said, when you're speaking of someone losing someone, you just don't know how your emotion is going to come out, how you're going to feel until you're actually
been there
and going through it and talking to it, talking about it. And I think that's what happened with him. Because I was standing right in front of the TV last night, about to go to the bathroom, and I saw him, you know, I could see it. I was just amazed that he didn't cry. It just looked like he started tearing up. You see the wells forming in his eyes, and I thought he was actually going to cry on TV.
So you were going to take your playoff pee. And before you did, you had to analyze what you saw on TV. I got it. All right, we'll transition that into a break, and we'll come back with the last 45 minutes of the show. Don't go anywhere. We're rolling along. Sean, we see you. Hang in there. We'll get your call question for Mucci next, as well as a lot more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm breaking my real bad. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's been a good one. Final hour of the big show as we continue to roll on. It's The Usual Suspects. Barry's out on his comedy tour, so Nick and I are lucky to be joined by my good friend Mucci Norris, as we've had a good time kicking it through sports and stuff as we roll on. Before we get some of the news outside of the sports world and other things, including if you have any other questions about the playoffs, Sean wants to get in here and ask a question of Mucci. Sean, what's up?
Hey, Mooch, big fan, man. Appreciate everything you've done for us and everything, man. Hey, man, anytime I come across a pro or anything like that, I value y'all's opinion a lot. So my question to you is, I got a 12-year-old son, and before I turn into a LeVar Ball or anything like that, he's been playing. He had the love of the games there, the work ethics there. Coach has been looking at him and stuff. He actually runs with freshmen and sophomores right now, and he makes them look, you know. But my question to you is basically, where do I go from here? And before I start investing a lot of money in personal trainers and coaches and things like that, just give me some advice, you know, how do I get him to the next level from here? Because the talent's there, and I can see it, you know.
Appreciate the call, Sean.
Sure. You're doing exactly the right thing right now. Just take your time with it, man. I mean, you got to see how far is this going to go. I was just talking to Joe earlier about my son and my daughter as well. They both started out doing it And they were loving it. They got to their high school years, and they both took a break from sports. So you just got to take your time with it. As far as investing in a trainer and stuff like that, I think that's just preference, you know? If you want to put him in the hands of somebody that can help develop his game sooner and faster, I think you just learn. You learn more when you get a trainer and stuff like that. They get better faster and stuff like that as opposed to doing it your own. But it just depends on how much you work with them as well. I mean, you've been around basketball. Sounds like you know pretty much what you're looking at, what you have in front of you. So, you know, seeing that talent pool is just about keep continuing to work them, push them and drive them to the next level.
Here's the thing that I think is key, too. You can go out and get the kid a private session. Mm-hmm. But if you get the guy that doesn't know what he's doing teaching the session, it could do more damage than good. So you got to do your research more than anything else to make sure that who you're putting your kid's basketball career in their hands knows what they're doing. Because if they're working, they're doing the wrong drills and working on the wrong things, then you're just throwing money away. Because I've seen that happen a million times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's key. That's probably the biggest thing. Make sure you do your homework on who you decide to let your kid work with. You know, because you got a lot of guys out here training right now, especially in this Houston area. Yep. But anyway, it's a lot of trainers out here, and all of them not certified to be pushing certain things across your kid. You have to, you know, understand and respect every piece and part of this game. So, yeah, please do the research on who you allow your kids to work with.
It's so important because, look, you'd rather have a guy that's either played in the NBA and or even better yet, played and then coached in the NBA, that knows the proper drills and knows this is how you develop your offhand. This is how you develop the jump shot that we're telling people to try and avoid so you don't have to fix it when you're not at that young age where you can make those corrections a little easier and your muscle memory's a little deeper. Those are very, very important things and things to keep in mind that I don't think a lot of people think about when they get into all this stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. You have to do your homework. Do your homework.
So there you have it. Okay, so I think we've covered most of the NBA as well. But there's some other things that I know you'll have some fun with, just like we did with the poop train. So I was scanning the globe to see what else we could find up. And one of the things that, you know, I think you'll appreciate because it kind of, it's old school. I'm not going to say you're involved in it or were involved in it or have any interest in it or know anything about it. All I'm going to tell you is there's a story that came out on the internet that said that a man had a unique perspective on romance, but he's been arrested after he allegedly tried to win over a girl by leaving her porn magazines. So according to police, on three separate occasions between January and March of this year, the suspect, a 27-year-old man who is a company worker, left pornographic magazines in the basket of a bicycle belonging to a 19-year-old female college student who was on her way to use her bicycle. Police said the suspect would go to where the victim parked her bicycle after returning home, drop off the magazines. The suspect learned where the victim lived when he secretly followed her home one day after spotting her at the train station bicycle parking lot and, as one reporter put it, fell in love with her at first sight. There's so many things wrong with this. He's 27. She's 19. So based on where they are, legality could play into this as well. Mm-hmm. But I know we're past the days of greeting cards, but really, porn mags in a basket?
Yeah. That's so weird.
That's a first. That's far-fetched. That's a first. I'm still in awe right now.
Honey, I really think you're beautiful, and I thought about flowers, but check out this chick on page 37.
It's the equivalent of guys these days just whipping it out in front of girls that they like, thinking that's going to get them attracted to them. You know what I mean? Like, it's so stupid. But that's in Japan. I'm sure 27 and 19
is all good. I even had to ask during the Me Too movement. Like, you hear Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein and all these guys. A girl's sitting in a room, and you say you're going to go use the bathroom, and all of a sudden you walk out, and you're just throwing your junk around. I mean, either you're a tripod, but even then, why is the girl going to go, well, hey, it's not how men Google at women. All of a sudden you're going to be like, hey, look what I got. I mean, what the heck is that?
I'm actually not shocked at that story in Japan, honestly. But why? I wouldn't be shocked at that story if
that's
it was here.
That's a pickup? That's a deal?
I think dudes have a weird approach.
Yeah, I think the imagination has gotten away from us at this point.
Maybe
that's what he's saying. That's what he's trying to say. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's just, well, it's nuts. I mean, for lack of a better term. I'm sitting here reading this going, what the heck is this guy thinking about?
Maybe the magazine can say what he couldn't say.
He might not get, what's that? Reach out and touch me?
This is what I would like to do to you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And if you can't find a better way to do that, there's a reason why you're struggling. put it that way. Good Lord. All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. It's been a lot of fun, and we'll still have more on the way before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take over at 4, take you home till 7, and it's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. Moochie Norris in for Barry. Nick and I still where we normally are, and Barry will be back Tuesday. Nate Griffin on the docket for tomorrow. Monday is TBD, and we're looking to fill that, so we'll work on that. OU Mike chimes in and says about the porn magazine in the basket story, Barry Laminack's pickup moves were read by that guy. So Barry getting a shot when he's not even here to defend himself. Moochie getting a shot. Did she ask them or ax them? Welcome to the club, Mooch. You're an official suspect when the listeners are taking critical shots at you. And the one that is worth mentioning is, I stand corrected. I do remember this now. You are right, ending in 6595. Ginobili didn't get that bat with a towel. Ginobili got it with his hand. He swatted it with his hand because then they were worried about rabies. He kind of caught it for a second, but he said he didn't get bit or anything. But I remember they were worried about that. So good catch there. Absolutely right. I wanted to get this story out there. I don't know if you guys saw this one or not, but this one was another interesting story, non-sports related, but out of Miami, of all people. And we know things happen in South Beach, right?
Oh, yeah.
A naked Florida man in a Publix. Okay, I said Publix, not the L's in there. But that's actually a gas station chain down south.
Publix.
For people that don't know, it's a Publix, okay? Parking lot. He was kicking trash cans, jumping on and punching cars while naked. And then he was screaming, I only had one beer. Cops say the Indian River County Sheriff's deputies arrested Jonathan Betcher, 46, charged him with disorderly intoxicated conduct. According to the arrest report, a deputy arrived at the Publix on US 1 in Vero Beach to find him swinging his arms and yelling while wearing no shirt, no socks, and you guessed it, no underwear, with basketball shorts around his ankles. They said he was sweating uncontrollably as he yelled, I only had one beer. I only wanted to smoke some pot. One witness told the deputy she had seen Betcher screaming and fussing before kicking over the cigarette disposal on a trash can. After that, he entered the Publix, shouted, you're not the one. I don't know what that means. And then decided to depant.
You sure he just didn't need a place to relieve himself?
Are you sure he didn't get shot down after putting porn magazines in the basket of a bike? That would be my next question. Because I brought it all full circle for you, but I'm like, this dude, and they show his mugshot. He's got a full head of hair. I mean, he's not. You look at it.
He looks like a guy that was drunk before he took that shot.
Man. What are you doing? Instead of throwing Slim Jim and the twins on a parked car, maybe you should try the porn magazines in the basket. You got a
crazy
shot.
Story.
I know what he had the one beer with.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just going to say that next.
Yeah, there had to be more than a highball.
Yeah, you had one beer, but what was it with?
Man, it's just crazy. He was adamant about the fact that he only had one beer. Well, he had some other chemicals in his system. I bet you if they did a toxicology test.
I've had a beer, but I've never dangled out the boys.
Again, we get back to this, but why? I don't get it. Like, I really don't.
It's got to be like a controlled substance.
It can't be a calling card, right? I mean, you look at Ron Jeremy and you think, okay, he probably has something more than most of us. But at the same time, is that something you walk into a bar and go, hey, how you doing? Nice day, isn't it? Want to see my thing? Come on, man. What is that? Some crazy stuff out there these days.
I don't know. Magazines in the basket. Calling card.
Oh, and of course, OU Mike says, the guy from Florida must have read OU Mike's pickup moves. So OU Mike giving himself a little bit. Oh, boy. And again, Moochie, welcome to our show. All right. So I finished the story, and I get a text that says, Publix is a grocery store chain, not a gas station chain. Same chain Jameis Winston stole crab legs from. Do we care? We get the idea. The dude's out in public swinging his junk around, punching cars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. You win, 9247. Thank you for correcting us. We appreciate that. With all that being said, we've got some house cleaning to do before we get into it. Games tonight, Mooch, on the docket. Anything that's going to catch your eye? Is Milwaukee done, or they got a shot against the Celtics now that they return home?
I think they got a shot at home. I think the Celtics are just playing well. I don't think anyone expected them to be playing this well without Kyrie, but I think they're inspired. The coach has them playing well. But Milwaukee's been good all year. So
Terry Rozier is playing his ass off filling in for Kyrie.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you hear what?
We played that yesterday, but there was a little bit more backstory to it that was brought out this morning. Evidently, when Rozier spoke about Bledsoe in game one, he called him Drew Bledsoe at the press conference. It was a complete accident. At least it seemed like it was an accident. But because of it, Bledsoe remembered that and felt like he should say that, which is all fine and dandy if you're going back and forth and you guys are equally statistically there and you're having a good matchup. But as Charles said, he's kicking his ass.
He's kicking his butt.
What is Bledsoe? Is he a one, a two, or just a misguided guy that thinks he's a scorer?
He's a one. He's just a one that can score.
Is he, though?
He's a one that can score.
But his first priority seems to get his own.
Yeah.
And that could be a problem when you got the Greek Freak and you got other guys.
What is Steph Curry?
Yeah, well, he's a one, but he Bledsoe can't shoot it like that. So,
but I mean, you know, the idea of the point guard is to set
you want
the
to
tape.
Compare their assists?
No,
I didn't think so. And they got, man, I tell you what, it's raw in Milwaukee. It must be the weather because like they got a snow and ice storm. I was telling you guys during the break, and it's still like it's almost late April, and it's still like 3-4 inches of snow on the ground. It's nasty. But they got fans posting videos, tweeting them to the Bucks right now, talking about how garbage they are, talking about how Jabari Parker's all ticked off that he's not the Greek Freak. And all. Man, that needs a complete redo, reset button in the offseason. That Milwaukee situation is ugly.
Man.
All right, let's get to a more serious series. So New Orleans does what nobody thought they could do. They go to Portland, they win too. And we still got to get to that. There's another building that's tough to play in. Their fans are passionate, right? Portland got a shot coming back now, having to win at least one, but obviously to keep the series alive. But can they come back and do what New Orleans did to them in their gym?
Maybe. I don't know. They look. Ooh,
that's
they
a different Drew Holiday than we've good. Seen yeah, in, and that's since what I was his Philly say. Days.
And that's the key to this whole thing. Drew Holiday is just, he's playing above. I mean, oh man, he up in the clouds right now. He's playing his butt off.
No doubt about it. So that'll be interesting because, again, we said the more publicized and awarded backcourt was that of McCollum and Lillard. But so far, playoff Rondo is a real deal. Not playoff P, but playoff Rondo. If you take playoff Rondo and Holiday, they are outplaying one of the top 3-4 backcourts in the league.
Yeah, they shot like one of the worst percentages. What they shooting that first game?
First game they combined for 21 points.
Yeah, and that's unlike them. You know, that's unlike them. I mean, that 1-2 punch with McCullough and
Lillard
it's crazy. It's tough to stop and slow them guys down. And I mean, they've been killing it all year. And you expect them to do the same thing in the playoffs. They're made for the big moments.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then the other games tonight, we talked Philly-Miami a little bit. That series tied at one and in South Beach. No Joel Embiid. What do you see happening there?
Pretty much the same.
I mean, it's a crapshoot. It could.
It's going to get ugly.
I honestly
think it's going to be uglier. Like you said,
because they're in Miami. Spoelstra's
that kind of coach. I think he's going to really evaluate that whole thing and say, we need to make it a little more dirty.
He basically told Justice Winslow, you're going to get up and physical Ben Simmons, and if you foul out, so be it, but we're not giving him any more space because mm-hmm. we knew Spoelstra was going to try and find ways to keep Simmons from getting to the rim, but he doesn't. As long as they don't call it, he's going to get away what he can get away with. They are just beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, yeah. But that's NBA basketball. Yeah. That's what you do. You stay the aggressor until something changes.
No doubt about it. And then the Golden State San Antonio, very unfortunate situation. Obviously, the Warriors have controlled this series, but now with the news of Greg Popovich's wife passing, they don't even know if he's going to coach the game tonight. It's obviously going to be a very emotional scene as they return to San Antonio. Whether he coaches or not, we already know that the Spurs had their work cut out for him, but this is one of those games where you might see emotions take over and the Spurs mm-hmm. really come out of the gates firing.
Yeah, it's going to be a scary situation for Golden State because they're going to be walking to an environment where these guys are going to be trying to come out and give everything they have for Pop and his family.
And let's not forget the fact that Steve Kerr played for Pop. He's tight with Pop. He couldn't even answer the question at first asked yesterday about Pop's wife. So he's going to be tied into that situation too. So, yeah, that's one to keep an eye on just simply because there's going to be so much emotion in that building tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and before we go to break, we had listeners asking the question, so I'll ask it to you again, but we've already covered a couple of the buildings. Toughest road building to play in for you when you played in the NBA?
When I played, it was Utah.
They're nasty.
Yeah, it was Utah.
You hear all this stuff about Mormons and the Tabernacle Choir and all this other good stuff, but I'm telling you what, the battery acid came out of their mouth.
Man.
They weren't afraid.
Nah,
they still aren't.
They say whatever. I mean, they give you everything they know about you within the first 5 minutes of that game, whether you're on the floor or not.
Yeah.
Are so they the still guy, like that till now? Or
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The guy that doesn't even play. The guy that does, that may not get in the game. They are on his butt, too. Excuse me. They're on his butt, too.
You can say ass, right?
Yeah, you can say ass. Yeah.
Okay, ass.
If you know you said something now, wrong, if I jump to the right and I'll push a button, then you're like, oh, okay, I shouldn't have
said
that.
Yeah, if you see Nick like almost like a spasm, quickly, violently go to our left. That means he's going to the button.
Flying.
Yeah, that means
to the right.
You said one of the nasty words. Because I remember back in the day when Charles was on the Rockets and Rudy was looking for him in the fourth quarter and no one could find him. And we looked 18 rows up behind the Rockets bench and there was a guy that had been on his ass the entire game and he had just had enough. And that's before the days of everybody that had their own security guy or the teams that had their security guy. Charles had brought his own security guy. And James Haywood was 18 rows deep, but about 5 seconds behind, trying to make sure that Charles didn't rearrange somebody's grill because they had said too much. But that Utah is a vile place to play.
Yeah, it's rough to play. It's a rough place to play.
No doubt. And I said best home courts. I always mentioned Chicago, even without Jordan. I was telling Nick, it's still sold out.
Yep.
The United Center's good. Golden State's good. Portland's good. And then again, hey, let's go full circle. They have a prayer for the entire building before they tip off at OKC. There's not a single empty seat when they do that. So OKC, when I say it's the only thing going in town, just check game nights.
They've been selling out since they opened.
Mm-hmm. You want to go on a looting spree, Nick, ever, if it ever crossed your mind, go to OKC on a game night and clean out the entire town.
Why are you asking me if I want to go
on a looting
spree?
I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there.
Why are you saying I'm the guy that's going
to
loot?
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying if these kind of things ever crossed your mind, that would be the place to do it.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
You might have a passenger.
There might have been a few T-shirts missing from Toyota Center before the game actually got
started.
You know how they put it on the seats?
They put them on the seats. Oh, wait. You know what? I did that one time as a player.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's better than what other players I've seen do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who did it or what team, but, you know, they do it the night before. They get all those T-shirts out there, and the visiting team has to come in for shoot-around. Visiting team guys were, let's just say, drying off body parts after shoot-around and putting the shirts back on the seats.
Wow.
That's disgusting, dude.
So with that, I'll leave you with one segment to go. It is the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Last segment of the show. It has been fun, Mooch. We appreciate you stopping by and spending some time.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a while, so it's good to catch up with you at all times. I guess we'll do this. The guy's tried to be a co-host to the show, for God's sake, was between Twitter, text messages, and then he's been on hold calling. Do you want to tell White Magic that you now have figured out, thanks to me, who he is? White Magic, what's up?
What's going on, Moo?
What up, Mike?
Hey, man. Hey, what that golf swing looking like nowadays?
Hey, man. I'm sitting here with my teacher right now, man.
I haven't taught you in a long time.
Joe had my swing right, man. I just ain't been in the lab yet. That's about it.
I forgot. We used to play quite a bit for a while. We had you swinging it pretty good for a while.
Had me swinging it damn good.
And where's it been since? Yeah, I got the same feeling, brother. My wife had a kid. It's been a year and a half since I had that handicap. I got to get back out there, too.
It's been that long?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to get back out there. I keep saying it. I told my wife, I was watching the Masters, I said, golf looks like a fun sport. I'd like to try it sometime. She started gritting her teeth. You know, I said, you can still go. I'm like, well, I better take you up on that.
We're going to have to make us a day, man.
We do. Got to do that. White Magic, so we appreciate your call, man. He's going to have to get you out on the course one of these days. I'd get him now. You'd get some money.
Yeah, $100 a hole whenever you're ready, Moo.
Come on, Mike. That's too much money, man. Come on, man. It's hard out here on the pimp, man.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, man. Thanks for being a part of the show. Okay, so I did bring this to the table. We always finish the last segment with a little something less sportsy. But here's one of the other ones from we've had some good ones today, too, Nick. You got to admit. I did see this, and I thought it was a bit crazy, but it kind of makes sense. With all the things that are going on, with everybody battling for your money these days on the internet. So, you know, Google, and then Google bought Whole Foods, and Google's buying so they can get your groceries to you, and then get you, you know, Yahoo's trying to get in the game. Amazon, everybody goes to
Whole
Amazon.
Whole Foods is my spot.
Google's your spot?
No, Whole Foods is my spot.
Oh, Whole Foods, but yeah. Oh, boy. Don't make me go there.
We already went 2 days in a row. We can't reiterate the same story again.
Well, we can get someone else's opinion on it because Mooch is a connoisseur. So, you know, we could get his opinion on it.
Look. My instructor told me, look, man, you need a massage. Go to Whole Foods.
Mooch, I want you to digest this for a minute, all right? And tell me what sounds wrong with this story. Screw the story I was going to bring up for now unless we need it. All right, I want you to digest what sounds wrong. His instructor tells him that he needs a massage, okay?
Well, I told him I had back issues, so he recommended Whole Foods.
A while back, or
this is like 3
broke
4 years
back,
ago.
Or I'm just asking a question, all right? And then on top of it, he says, go to Whole Foods, and then Nick throws in, it was by the minute. It was how much per minute?
$1 a minute, 10-minute minimum. So I'll throw a 10 at him. I might throw 5 for a tip.
For 10 minutes in a Whole Foods.
To carry me right there by the buffet.
Buy the produce.
You wouldn't do that, Mooch?
That don't even sound right. That doesn't. Everything about that sounds wrong. It sounds like it's going down. It's almost in the same.
It's a bad story when you say, I walked into a Whole Foods to get my banana and grapes and ended up with a fruit salad.
Right down the street from your spot. Joel, you got to check it out.
A massage.
I know where it is, but
Whole
I would never go there for a massage.
I don't think it's there anymore. They had a little tent set up literally right
inside
by the
inside Whole Foods.
Yeah, I said it's private. Like the concussion inside protocol in the NFL. They're going under the tent to give them a massage and the produce.
Curtains.
Can you
and
imagine?
Everything.
Clean up in aisle 5. Aisle 5, clean up in the massage tent.
But Mooch, at least they had curtains because at the First Colony Mall, it's like right there in the public, which I think is super awkward.
Now, they do. We were talking about this. In First Colony Mall in Sugar Land, they have the one with the chair.
Oh, yeah.
Right out in the
back,
middle,
right?
Where the kiosks are. But they just do like your shoulders and your back.
But
and
you
your
don't
neck.
Take your clothes off now. You but take your then, clothes off
I'm
the
not
Whole Foods.
No, I'm
but wait.
Not, I'm not.
There's a, but then there's an actual store that you have to walk into off the mall where they have the massage beds right there. And they're like working on people. Now, they don't
But you don't take your clothes off, yeah, right. Like at Whole Foods.
Right. You're not like panting or anything like that. But they put like the white cloth over you. But still, I'm like, who wants to go to the mall is one thing. But Whole Foods?
That's what I'm saying. That's Whole Foods.
Hey, it was going for
who
a while.
Who is this trainer?
Obviously one that didn't have my back.
Oh, or, somebody or, had your back.
Somebody had your back.
Somebody
right.
had your back.
Because when I revealed that story, it was really the price. When I said $1 a minute, everybody killed me on text.
For an extra 3 minutes, Mr. Sharara, we can get that back kink worked out. Let me tell you that.
Oh, that's crazy.
We got canola oil on aisle 4. Someone gets me that. Oil. You got to pay for how long it takes to get the oil back, but we can do some things.
Everybody knows you use peanut butter. Come on now.
All right, and the other story that was out there, as I was getting to, with everybody fighting over the dollar for people on the internet these days, there's now a report that a reporter went undercover at Amazon onto the floor where they were actually in the warehouse, where they were trying to get all the packages ready to be sent out. And they said that most of the workers had bottled, mail workers at least, had bottles under the conveyor belt. Because the bathroom was 4 floors down, and they're all so strictly kept to a time program of how many packages you can get out in a certain amount of time that they were so fearful of losing their job that they would pee in a bottle while they stayed on the conveyor belt line.
Wow.
Yeah. People just peed in bottles because they lived in fear of being disciplined over idle time and losing their jobs just because they needed the money and couldn't afford to be criticized if they had to use the bathroom. They also avoided drinking water to reduce the need to go in the toilet, which is likely to lead to dehydration. Mm-hmm. The news comes days after a report based on 241 respondents that gathered multiple reports of workers in fear of taking breaks or calling in sick, with one woman fearing her job during her pregnancy after being penalized for missed time.
Wow.
It's that serious?
Can you do that?
You shouldn't be able to. I would think this article might spurn a little HR investigation.
That's probably how Amazon took over Walmart.
Well,
everybody's working.
It's one thing to have a drone deliver the goods, but at the same time, you don't want these goods being delivered in soda bottles.
Yeah, because that's where you're headed.
How about the janitorial system? I'll clean. Barry's a neat freak. A germaphobe. Can you imagine that? Because you know, no matter how much you wiggle and dance, the last drop ain't falling. It's falling somewhere, yeah. Whether it's in your pants or elsewhere.
I think he's an Amazon Prime member, too. He better watch out.
My wife is, too. Them damn smiley boxes show up way too much. I don't have time to go to the mall. That's great, because I see 3 boxes on the doorstep. That's the kind of stuff that I got to deal with.
Might find a different package in them boxes.
Easy with the package. We're not at Whole Foods. All right. With that being said, I want to thank y'all for being a part of the show. Mooch, absolutely a pleasure having you on board. Nick and I are back tomorrow with Nate Griffin to close out the week on an FYF Friday. So stay tuned for that, and then we'll give you a TBD on Monday. But enjoy the rest of your night. The Blitz is up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.